Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A week from Saturday, University at Buffalo men's basketball team will take on Syracuse at KeyBank Center. That will be a 7 p.m. start. Damon against Nazareth at 3:30 p.m. Exhibition college basketball is here, and that's because the regular season is right around the corner. So, great, great time to talk with George Halkovich III, the head coach of the UB men's basketball team, who joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you? Good to talk to you. Last time I saw you, you were in the airport. We ran into each other, and you were on the recruiting trail. So now you can be settled in and coach basketball. Good morning.
No doubt. Good morning, Sal. It's great to be on with you. Really excited about, obviously, our season getting underway and getting to be in live action with hopefully a big-time crowd down at KeyBank against Syracuse, against a really tough opponent and well-coached team. So we're fired up. And, yeah, it's great to be off the road and more spending more time in the gym with our guys. But I think they're sick and tired of playing each other. They're ready to play somebody else.
Totally get that. Third year as the men's head basketball coach here at the University of Buffalo, from 4 wins to 9 wins. Nice improvement there. But what do you guys need to do to take the next step for UB this year?
Yeah, I think, as everybody knows, the landscape of college athletics has shifted dramatically in the last 5 years, right? So, with NIL, revenue share, so on and so forth, the biggest thing is being able to have the resources you need to go out and compete, right? And not, everybody can rebuild a roster and compete right away based off of the resources they have. And I feel like, we've been able to go into this year have the resources necessary to put together a really competitive roster. And that's where we're at right now in our, in our timeline here at Buffalo. And I'm fired up because, I think we have a depth and guys that are ready right now to go in and take on anybody on a given night. So, that's just it. You kind of got to live in the moment and know, this keeps changing every day right now in college athletics. Yeah. And you kind of got to be able to, pun intended, you got to be able to pivot, right? So hopefully we can jump stop and pivot against the Orange next week.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you're right at the right, time period of a coach where you've lived through both sides of it here, which is, how recruiting used to be without NIL, and now the change that just came so swiftly. For you, what's that change been like? And do you have to kind of embrace it, or you'll be left behind? It seems like the coaches who are fighting back against it are the ones that kind of just are saying, okay, this isn't for me, where the coaches who are embracing it are the ones that are maybe thriving a little bit.
Yeah, no. When I was at Villanova, right, before I got here, we embraced it immediately. We had to,
yep.
We were at a level where we were able to go to, deep in the NCAA tournament, make Final Fours. In order to sustain that, you had to do it. You had no choice. Right. So I think my perspective then immediately changed and understood, okay, this is just what the reality is going to be moving forward everywhere. And then, when you get here, you got to kind of understand the landscape here and, have some patience for us to build it to where we have it today. And I think we're only growing it. We have Turner Battle back as a GM here. We're building our infrastructure here at Buffalo to allow us to now be competitive in this new landscape, doing it our way, right? So I think it's all about embracing it, knowing where you're at, and then also being able to, with the resources, you still got to go out and recruit differently, right? You got to make roster construction decisions that are, all right, how does my team work this year? And then you might have to go and do the same thing again the next year with different guys, but try to stick to your core values, right? So I still believe you have to have culture, and that's something we've been keen on the last couple of years is installing and implementing our culture, and then fitting the right pieces in with resources is what we've been doing now to go out and compete night in, night out. So that's just what it is. And yeah, you got to love what you do. And if you're going to coach now, you got to love being able to hopefully get some money into the players' pockets while they're in college.
One of the big things we always hear from coaches now, Coach, is retention, of players. You have a couple of guys you've been able to retain who are going to be big parts of your program this year. Ryan Sable, Noah Batchelor. Tell us a little bit about those guys returning and what they mean to your program.
Yeah, to have a guy in his third year and Ryan with us is, you know, who's led us in scoring, who knows everything we do, who can help talk to some of these guys that are here for the first time. Why we do the things we do is invaluable. Same thing with Noah coming back for a second year with us, a guy that I recruited a little bit when he was, you know, coming out of high school when I was at Villanova. And then now him coming here, understanding what we do at a higher level through a year, being able to be a guy that was counted on last year and then ready to make that next step and lead as an older, experienced player, right? Those guys are invaluable. So having those two guys back along with Tim Oboe and Omar Magisa-Belich, who are both, I think, and have nice jumps in their sophomore year. I think Tim Oboe has got a chance to really just go to another level as a big man, right? Having four guys, three of them that started the majority of our games is really a key still to build some continuity around new pieces coming together.
When you go on the recruiting trail, what is your biggest selling point of why you sell guys on coming to the University of Buffalo to play for the Bulls?
I think number one, obviously, it's an unbelievable sports town, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. It's, you know, you got the Bills. People are obsessed with the Bills here. I came from Philly before this. The same thing is with the Eagles, right? So, I tell people, I'm like, the Bills, like, people give up their inheritances just to go to Bills games. It's unbelievable here, right? I love it.
Yeah.
And the passion is so cool. But to have that kind of passion, you know, the Sabres, you know, we don't have pro basketball here. So my whole thing is if we keep doing it the way, you know, and getting it to where we can get it to where it was when Coach Oates, Coach Hurley, and Coach Spoon, they all had great teams. You know, Coach Weitzel had great teams here. If we could get it back to where we're selling out Alumni Arena, where there's proof of concept, you could do it, and then you could go compete nationally, it's going to be a place people want to play. And I think that, you know, when you have a great sports city and a town that loves sports and rallies behind their team, you know, that's an unbelievable environment to play your college basketball and experience it in. So that's what we're selling, and we still tell them, like, hey, we're going to push you no matter how long you're here to be the best player, the best student. We got a great institution. You're going to get academically pushed, and then you're going to be pushed to be the best man you could be while you're with us. And I think that's our job still, right? These guys are in college. Are they going to make some money? Yes. Do we want them to be able to benefit from that? Yes. But we also want them to benefit from the experience of being pushed to be the best player, student, and man they could be with us.
George Halkovich the third, joining us here on the Wester Hotline. The University of Buffalo men's basketball team takes on Syracuse a week from Saturday, exhibition at KeyBank Center before their regular season tips off. We just talked about a couple of the returning guys. You mentioned a couple of the other guys, but who else on your roster can people get familiar with that you're excited about watching and growing and being a part of this team this year?
Yeah, so I think the one thing, we were able to get older and more experienced, right? But we also were able to get some really, I think, some guards that could really take us to another level. Two of them being Daniel Freitag, a transfer sophomore this year from Wisconsin, you know, had a great, you know, was a top 100 recruit coming out of high school.
Yeah.
And then I think he's going to really help us right away. I mean, he's just a dynamic guard that could score at all three levels. I mean, he's a high major athlete, right? And then the other one is Angelo Brizzi, who's a fifth year guy who actually played for us at Villanova, redshirted for a year and played for us at Villanova way back, who's now here with us as a fifth year. Another guy who I think gives us a high major body, who's older, experienced, he's been through battles, he's battle tested. And both those guys, to put them together at Ryan Sable, are just going to alleviate a lot. And then, you know, the other guys off, you know, we really tried to have a balance of our roster where we have, you know, guys off the bench coming in that could also play big roles, where we have two NIAA transfers that played 4 years at NIAA with DJ Talton, Derek Talton Jr., as well as Ezra McKenna, a dynamic guard like DJ who could change the game defensively coming in the game. And then Ezra, like a five man who could go inside and out for us, who's, again, guys that won a lot of games at the NIAA.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The level, they were both All-Americans. And, you know, like I said, you know, then other guys, more freshmen or D2 transfers that are taking a jump up. You know, all of them, we don't know yet because we haven't gone against anybody, but I feel like there could be another guy with, like, you know, we have Mikael Pocknet here who had a really good D2 career. Kyle Jones, another guy who came from St. Thomas Aquinas to us. Guys that have played in big-time games at that level, taking the step up. So we love our experience, and, you know, obviously we have some freshmen that are going to get some time too. So right now we're just trying to figure it out, and then, you know, next week will be a great test for us as we go into our first official game on November 3rd.
One of the things that's changing college basketball is teams and schools hiring general managers. And you guys brought one in that's very familiar with the UB fan base and here in Buffalo. Turner Battle, one of the most decorated players in UB men's basketball history. What does it mean to have Turner on staff? What does he provide for you?
I mean, he's going out, and obviously he's so connected to this community. Obviously was one of the best players ever to play here. Yeah. Names in the rafters now, jersey retired. So having that guy as a not only just the man he is and the example to our players every day about, hey, this guy not only played here and was one of the best players here, went into coaching, his pro career got cut short because of injury, went into college coaching, did that. Now he's back here in Buffalo, you know, married a Buffalo girl, and they're back here. They put their roots here. He wants this to succeed so badly for us in this new age of college basketball. And to be able to have him out in the community trying to raise money for us, going out and trying to make the connections we need to get everybody to understand here that we want to be current in this landscape, is you can't find a better person to do that, right? Who also is going to take such pride because he wore the jersey for 4 years and was such a stud, right? So to have him not only in the community, but also to be able to have him with our players to say, hey, you know, look, Turner could tell you he went through the same things, and for him to be able to lend that value to them, you can't put a price tag on that. So it's been every day I pinch myself to be able to say, man, we got Turner Battle on staff with us. This is just awesome.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Some people may not be as familiar with George Halkovich, and you know, what do you like to do when you're not coaching basketball and get a little downtime and family time?
Well, I love my family. Obviously, I'm a big family guy. Grew up in Pottsville, PA, which I think is like, it's coal region. It's, you know, an hour and a half from Philly, but it's more outside of Philly than Philly, right? And, you know, every home Yingling beer. And so everybody there we have a saying here, all in grit. I think grit is in your DNA if you grew up in Pottsville. And I think that's very similar to how people in the city of Buffalo operates, right? So, the community of Buffalo really resonates with me because of how I grew up. Right. And, you know, my wife, Lizzie, and my little guy, Colin, you know, we were pregnant with him, when we got the job here. So he's a Buffalonian, right? Yeah. So it's funny, just spending time with them, you know, he loves all the sports and all the different things. You know, it's just so great to have him and spend time with him and Lizzie any chance I get. So, and then if, you know, in the off season, if I get a little time, I like to hit the golf course and
I love it.
Try to decompress. I mean, that's really it. Yeah. I'm pretty simple. You know, I love pizza. I love Italian food, you know, and, you know, I like a good steak, right? It's pretty straightforward there. And, you know, if I have any free time, I'd like to talk about basketball a lot.
Well, listen, you're in a great area for all of that, as you know. Your counterpart on the football side, Pete Lembo, is a big 80s guy. He's a big retro guy, right? What about you? What's the TV show? You watch any good series or shows lately? Something that you're like, you know what? I sat down and watched that. It was pretty darn good.
So you'll love this because this speaks to what I like to do in our free time. And, what okay. You know, when you have a young one, they dominate your time. So now my son's able to convey what he wants. And, you know, we were on a family trip driving in the summer. And it was a long drive. I said to my wife, like, look, we don't really do a lot of screens with them. But let's try to see if we could give them the screen. And we put on Space Jam, the original with Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Right. So 90s, right. So obviously we put it on and this dude literally watched it twice. And ever since then, he's obsessed with it. I think we're even, we're dressing him up like he's a member of the Toon Squad for Halloween. So, yeah, the funny thing is he'll talk to me about Michael Jordan. He'll knows all the characters' names, all the old players' names, Patrick Ewing, Muggsy Bogues, yes. Just talks nonstop. So right now I'm on a big explaining to my son the history of Michael Jordan, also while doing, you know, what's up, Doc, to him when he wants to laugh and talk about Bugs Bunny. So, you know, no, that's really what my time is right now, right outside of dealing with our staff, talking about what we need to do on a daily basis. You know, being around my son and seeing him grow, like, honestly, is really what dominates my time. You know, that's it, man. Other shows I watch, you know, let me think here. I just started Tulsa King, you know, so on my
a chance. Sylvester Stallone.
So Sly Stallone. And, you know, every once in a while I try to catch a show, but it's hard to catch up right now.
And then you have all these episodes you haven't watched yet, right? I'm the same way with Severance. I started watching Severance. I got into like two or three episodes into season two, and I don't think I've watched it in like 2 months. I'm like, when can I watch this again? I don't even know if I have time to watch this darn thing. All right, last one before I let you go here, another fun one. All right, so you're driving around. You got your music on whatever you use, your iPhone, your pod, whatever. You hit shuffle. George Halkovich hits shuffle. What is the most likely artist or band to come up in your music playlist?
Wow. The Chainsmokers.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's probably like my, just the older Chainsmokers stuff, right? The, you know, Closer, all that stuff. All their great, you know, old hits, probably the ones that come up the most right now. And then, you know, again, like with my son, it's like, honestly, the most played on repeat. And I don't mean to, you know, we are Eagles fans. I love the Bills. Coach McDermott, I'm such a huge fan of him. They're my AFC team. But diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'd be not allowed to go home ever, just like if people from Buffalo disown the Bills, right? So that's kind of how I have to manage it, right? So the Fly Eagles Fly song, which my son plays on repeat all the time.
Rocky, yeah.
You guys probably playing Shout right here. Uh-huh. And then the other one is the Space Jam, you know, Welcome to the Space Jam. It's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. That is,
I love it.
Literally, I hear that when I'm in practice sometimes. My son wants to play it on repeat so much. My wife's probably going through it worse with him every day.
I am not above personally, Coach, putting on the Fly Eagles Fly song, like the Rocky theme, and I like while I'm at the gym, like, cause I wanna feel like I'm Rocky running up the steps sometimes just to get me involved. I'm this Italian guy at the gym, and I'm like, I gotta put this song on just to make me feel good.
No doubt. Then all of a sudden you have headphones on and you yell Adrian. Everybody's looking at you like, what's wrong with this dude, right?
I love it. Hey, listen, best of luck to you this year. Let's catch up again. This was fun. I love it. And again, one more time, next Saturday, Syracuse UB exhibition game at KeyBank Center. That's at 7 p.m. Damon against Nazareth, our buddy Mike McDonald and Damon. They're going to be playing an exhibition game there as well. Good luck to you this year, Coach. This was fun, and I appreciate you doing it.
Thanks, Sal. Looking forward to seeing all of our Bulls fans out there next weekend. Appreciate you.
All right, you got it. That is George Halkovich III. Fun conversation right there with him. We will talk with Syracuse head basketball coach Adrian Autry. Red, he's going to join me at 11:30. So we're going to cover both sides of this exhibition coming up next Saturday. Unfortunately, I can't go. I'll be in Carolina because the Bills will be taking on the Panthers on Sunday at 1 p.m. That'll be the game after their bye. In the meantime, Sabres, Senators tonight. Paul Hamilton on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.